Hey, it's Josie with Affirmation Pod, and this is where you can go for soothing affirmations to help you live in self-love. Wherever you are listening to this, I am so grateful that you're here and you're listening. Quick note about last week's episode. That was episode 416 called I'm Safe Now. Thank you to everyone who sent messages of appreciation for that episode. Longtime listener Carla did say that for her, it was tough to go fully into I'm Safe Now, but she said what she did was she journaled out what she could receive instead because she still struggles with feeling safe now. So she gave me some examples of what she wrote, which I'll share with you. I'm in a better environment now. I'm in a safer situation. I'm helping myself when I feel threatened. And so I've had times like that too when I've listened to affirmations and I'm like, that's not landing for me. It gives me the opportunity to look at myself and come up with what will take me a step closer. And thank you, Carla, for taking how you felt about the affirmation, I'm safe now, and looking at your feelings about it and moving forward with what fits best for where you're at right now. Today's episode is called When You Deny Your Real Feelings. It's a request from those who are starting to see their real feelings and are resisting them because they're too hard to go there. But noticing that staying in the feelings that aren't genuine, the ones that you're trying to convince yourself of, is having a negative impact. So this episode is for looking inside, discovering your real feelings, and staying curious and loving with yourself as you face them. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Here's the question: have you been checking in with yourself, your stress levels, your mental health, your energy? I've recently had days where I've struggled with mood changes. It's helped me so much to be able to talk with my BetterHelp therapist and walk through the best self-care plan that works for right now. Taking care of you is the most important thing you can do. Some more social time, some community time may be what you need, or recharging alone may be what would help you best right now. If you're not sure, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've wanted to try therapy or you wanted to come back to therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It works with your schedule and you get started by filling out a brief questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. If you feel you want to switch therapists at any time, you can do so for no extra charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thanks to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today. Now let's take a deep breath. Here's when you deny your real feelings. It's hard to admit my real feelings. I try to pretend I feel differently. I give myself stories and excuses to ignore my thoughts. I'm running from how I feel. I'm scared to accept how I truly feel. I question what will happen if I face what I really feel inside. I'm both protecting myself and giving myself suffering by refusing to feel what I actually feel. I'm lying to myself and I'm pushing so hard What would it be like to put my feelings outside of me and look at them on paper, through art, in conversation? What would it feel like to be honest with myself? Keeping the voice of judgment further away. I have expectations, including expectations of what I think I should feel. And then there's what I actually do feel. I am working out the feelings. All the feelings. What would it mean to name the feelings and identify them as mine? How can I care for myself through my feelings and my feelings about my feelings? I can face reality. I can face my inner reality. I can process it. I can feel it. I can sit with it. I can journey with the feelings. I'm creating a safe space to understand my feelings. I make a healthy time to hear them out. I look at where these feelings are coming from now and in the past. I listen to learn more about myself. I am ready now to feel my feelings. We all have our reasons and our motivations for denying how we really feel about something or someone. If you're looking for another episode to help unpack all the feelings and all the reasons for denying feelings, stuffing feelings, then feel free to listen to the episode that's called Stuffing Feelings and Emotionally Backed Up. It's episode 164. Again, it's called Stuffing Feelings and Emotionally Backed Up, and it's episode 164. I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by Aqua True. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day, but not just that. What kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love Aqua True? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the Aqua True purifiers, my carafe uses a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters. That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use Aqua True for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog, that I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and Aqua True comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this. It makes a great gift too for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today, Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the AquaTrue purifiers. Just go to aquatrue.com, that's AQUATRU.com, and enter code AFFIRMATION at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to aquatrue.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off, and you are helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to AquaTrue for sponsoring this episode today. I notice we have a wave of new listeners, so welcome again to new listeners. I know with over 400 episodes, it could seem a little daunting to get through it all. That's why in the show notes of every episode, you'll see a sister episode like I mentioned earlier. That was episode 164, Stuffing Feelings and Emotionally Backed Up. But in the show notes of the episode, you'll also find a list of related episodes. Maybe they're not quite sister, they're like cousin episodes. But that's available for you. When you go to the show notes, even if you're at episode one, there's a list of related episodes. Episode one is called I Love Myself. It is a classic. As much as I kind of cringe thinking the audio quality is not what it should be, I love how one of our OG listeners, Rowena, she says it just adds to the authenticity of it. So I appreciate that. Episode one actually has no ads and no announcements. I did not have any in those early episodes. If you want the ad-free experience for all the episodes of Affirmation Pod, that is available for Premium Access members. Premium Access members also get bonus episodes that you won't hear on this podcast. There's over 80 of them now. Come sign up by going to affirmationpodpremium.com. That's affirmationpodpremium.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.